Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Jim's calling from Solon Springs. Am I saying that right?
That's correct. I'm just wondering if Ron's studies have convinced him of the rapture either being pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation, or post-tribulation.
Well, in fact, I do have a view on that. But before I answer that question, I always like to tell people that we can all agree to disagree in an agreeable way on this debate, because I know Christians feel very personally on their prophetic viewpoints. So let me tell you why I'm a pre-trib. I approach Scripture from basically a pretty literal standpoint, and that basically means that when the plain sense makes good sense, seek no other sense, lest you end up in nonsense. And by following that kind of a plain interpretation, it seems to me from 1 Thessalonians 1:9 and 5:9 that God has promised to deliver the church from the wrath to come. And there's a definite article before the word wrath, the wrath to come. It is a specific period of wrath yet to come. And so I believe that God is going to deliver the church from the future tribulation period by taking the church out of the world before then. I also look at every single passage in the Old Testament and in the New Testament that deals with the tribulation period, and the church is not mentioned a single time. We also see that God has a long track record of delivering his people before judgment falls. I think about Rahab and the spies being out of Jericho before judgment fell on Jericho, and I think about Noah and his family being rescued before the flood, and Lot getting out of Sodom before the judgment fell on Sodom, and I could just give many examples. Likewise, I think the church is going to be protected and taken out of the world before the judgment falls in the tribulation. And when you think about it, why would God punish the church? Our sins have already been punished by the death of Christ. Christ is going to be punishing the sins of the unbelieving world during that tribulation period. Now, having said all that, I've got some friends who are mid-tribs and post-tribs and also who hold to the pre-wrath theory, and I love them all. We get along just great. And you know one of the reasons for that? We agree on a lot more than we disagree on. We agree on Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the nature of salvation. We all agree that the second coming is going to happen and the judgment is going to follow that. We all agree that we Christians are going to be with the Lord forever in the New Jerusalem in heaven. So we let our little differences be tempered by our overall agreement on the big picture.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.